In a video produced by an online self-defense group, volunteers are shot at close range by a taser. The handheld device shoots metal prongs into its target, which convey a 50,000 volt charge for up to 10 seconds. While such demonstrations are alarming, advocates of stun guns say there are more humane alternatives for police than using firearms, chemical sprays, or clubs against offenders. They add tasers cut down on injuries and fatalities. But some people, like Laquitha Goodwin of Madison, aren't so sure. A few months ago outside Memorial High School, a police officer tasered Goodwin's 14-year-old son in the back. The youth had reportedly resisted arrest while being taken in on a faulty warrant. Goodwin says she's upset at what the taser did to her child.
He said it was a bad shock that caused his asthma to react and actually tighten the muscles from his back on down to his legs. My son, who has chronic asthma since he was 3 years old, was hospitalized a week before the taser incident because he had an asthma attack and passed out. And it could be a threat to someone's life.
John Webster, Professor Emeritus of Biomedical Engineering, is on the case. The University of Wisconsin-Madison researcher is preparing to launch a 2-year study, funded with $500,000 from the U.S. Department of Justice. Webster says he's skeptical that stun gun blasts alone could be responsible for dozens of people's deaths, as claimed by Amnesty International.
Tasers don't electrocute the heart. If the heart is electrocuted, it stops beating, and it stops pumping. Within about 30 seconds, the subject faints. But if you read about all the people who have died after being tasered, they're making trouble in the squad car 10 minutes later, in the emergency room 20 minutes later, or in the jail cell 30 minutes later. They didn't die from electrocution of the heart.
Webster suggests cocaine usage could be a factor. So out of 3 groups of test pigs, one will be given cocaine, another will be kept drug-free while being shocked by tasers, while the third group will receive both cocaine and the shocks. PETA and other animal welfare groups say Webster's study amounts to torture. He counters the pigs will be under anesthesia during the testing.
I recently had an operation, and I was under anesthesia, and I don't remember a thing. I wouldn't characterize that as torture.
Still, one of Webster's colleagues has resigned from a joint study to protest his taser research. And Eric Gunther, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, says Webster's project won't address all the concerns over taser safety.
There aren't any studies that are going to look at people with particular health conditions, and there aren't independent peer-reviewed studies that are going to tell us what's going to be the long-term and short-term health effects when it's individuals engaged in a confrontation with the police where obviously there's a heightened sense of urgency. There isn't anything that mirrors a police confrontation or with a fleeing suspect.
On the ground or you're getting it again! On your stomach now!
No!
On your stomach! And I'm not going to tell you again!
For now, videos like this one taken by the Ohio Highway Patrol are the primary source for people wanting to see how law officers are using stun guns. More and more police departments in the U.S. are adopting tasers into their arsenals as researchers like Webster begin initial research into their potential health risks to people. For Laquitha Goodwin, the psychological effects of the stun guns are all too apparent in her son.
He's got this attitude like the police just wants to hurt young black African-American kids. And they do what they want to people just because they wear a badge. He's angry at what they've done to him. They messed him up mentally.
Goodwin says since her son was tasered, she's moved him to a new school for a fresh start. She's filing an official grievance against his former school and the Madison Police Department over the incident. Goodwin says tasers themselves are fine for police officers as long as they know when to use them and when not to. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.